Paranormal Reports. Who says a documentary about the paranormal can't be terrifying? According to a new report, the BBC is releasing a trailer about a house which is called Wales' Most Haunted House. This house made the news in the 1990s for unsolved paranormal events happening there, which numbered over 300. The family who lived in the home were terrified. As the events occurred, they were documented by videos, witnesses, and other means. This is the video which will be seen when the series begins. Wales is not the only place with what is said to be a very haunted spot. There is one in Utah, and it is the Rio Grande Depot. This was a train station which was very busy when it opened in 1910. Traffic over the decades kept decreasing until it finally stopped having passengers. It has been closed for decades. That hasn't stopped the stories of all the paranormal events happening in the place. It is said to be haunted by a woman called the Purple Lady, who died there at the turn of the last century. There is a story about the way she died which states she was chasing her engagement ring which fell on the tracks, and when she went to get it, she was hit by a train and killed. She has been seen over the years in different parts of the building. The building has been kept open to visitors by the Utah State Historical Society. Many of the workers say they have seen her ghost. Castles and homes are not the only places which are haunted. There are ships, planes, forests, and so many other places which people claim they have had paranormal experiences in. One group of places is haunted mines. The Levack mine is in Ontario, Canada. The mine didn't operate on the weekends. A fire guard descended into the mine one weekend and called for help. He was in a panic because he saw a ghost down there and couldn't wait to get out. He begged to be gotten out quickly, and who could blame him under the circumstances? The fire guard never returned to work. One of Britain's worst mine disasters occurred at the Welsh mine named Great Western Colliery. The word colliery means coal mine, all buildings and equipment. In 1893, 120 men died in that mine. The mine is now said to be haunted by those who died in it. Another supposedly haunted mine is the Dawson Coal Mine. In 1913, 263 miners were killed in an explosion. In 1950, the mine was closed. The miners reported hearing the moans and knocking on the walls by the previous dead miners. It was said to be a very spooky place, and even apparitions were seen. For those of you who are old enough to remember Olivia Newton-John, I have a ghost story for you about her. Her family has just said they have been visited by her spirit. Her daughter said she took a photo of her dog, and in it was a blue floating orb which resembled the necklace which was her mom's and now is hers. Olivia's husband said he had a paranormal event happen when he took Olivia's ashes to Peru to the spot he married her, and in the picture was the blue orb again, this time right between his eyes in the photo. For those who don't know, Olivia starred in Grease and had hit records. A crew was making a movie on the ship the Queen Mary, and I think many of us know by now it has a reputation of being haunted, very haunted. Appropriately, the movie is titled Haunting of the Queen Mary. It is said the film crew found this out personally. People in the film crew stated they felt like they were being watched. Lights began to flicker for no reason. The crew started to ask questions, and as they did, the lights would pulsate after every question. Wet footprints appeared and the crew was blamed, but they denied it was from them. Members of the crew agreed, the ship was haunted. There are many stories about haunted ships, and one is the USS Hornet. Ghosts have been reported. I don't remember if it was the Hornet or another aircraft carrier, but one person said he was able to communicate with a ghost and asked him if he was alone and was told no, there were 50 others there at the time. Then there is the story of the very polite sailor guide who was taking the people around and at one point just disappeared. When some of the folks went to check with authorities and tell them how nice he was, they found out there was no guide like that. Apparently they had been escorted by a kindly ghost. It is said the most haunted nightclub in America is Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky. The nightclub has been featured on Portals to Hell and Ghost Adventures, to name a few. In the 1850s it was a slaughterhouse. It is said in the 1890s there was satanic cult activity there. A man who left the headless body of his former girlfriend on the property was caught and executed. While standing on the gallows and waiting to die, he said he would haunt the property forever. Years later there was a murder-suicide on the property. More recently in 1978 there were fatal shootings on the property. The former caretaker of the property said after she locked up several times he found the bar lights on, the door unlocked and the jukebox playing the anniversary waltz. This happened when the jukebox was not plugged in and didn't contain that record. Some of the customers claim they have seen a headless ghost. Mackie's wife claims she was grabbed around the waist, picked up and thrown down the basement stairs and told to get out. She never returned to the club. I don't know if this story is a haunting, but it was very upsetting to a Bollywood actress who moved from the United States to Mumbai. She rented an apartment which was next to a cemetery. After 3 days she moved out terrified. She kept having the same dream every night. It was of a creepy pale white man who looked like a ghost. He would take her to the cemetery and dig in the graves with his hand and pull out bones and eat the flesh off them and want her to do the same. After the third night she quickly left. The dreams lasted 4 days and then stopped.